Greetings, friends. This is your host, Asia Moore, co-producer and reporter for McDuffie & Moore Productions documentary, Amen, Amen, Amen. Welcome to The Altar Call, where we discuss the layers of the Black Baptist church culture and how it's significant to our community. Joining me today is Elder Benell Rick Moore. Elder Moore is the pastor of Zion Fair Missionary Baptist Church in Port St. Joe, Florida, which was founded in 1911. Elder Moore, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So I wanted to start this episode off with a little bit of context behind the documentary. The sole purpose was to address the issue of the Black Baptist Church as an institution that was vital for the Black community back in the day, and now seeing its existence slowly going on a decline because the newer generation isn't feeling it anymore. Elder Moore, with you being a pastor of a historical church like Zion Fair, how would you describe the current state of your church?
The current state of our church is we're really making a real push and movement to attract some younger people. Our congregation made up a lot of seasoned folk. And so because we understand that the younger people will be the lifeblood of the church as it goes forward, it's important that we have, missionary work and activities geared towards them. And we're doing these things because of the state of the church right now. It is, as it pertains to younger people, in some instances, it's on a decline as far as attendance is concerned. But we continue to keep the faith, and we have a mission and obligation to continue to build the church, grow in the church. Really, as I see it now, the Baptist churches in particular have always had a strong foothold in a lot of communities, especially some of our rural communities in the area in which we live in North Florida, in the Big Bend. So very important that we continue to try to reach out to some of the younger members of the community and continue to try to grow.
We did film at Zion Fair on one Sunday. We did interview some members. And one thing that they were telling us was that something that they missed was that the churches for Sunday school and service were both like equally very full back in the 60s and the 90s. And they were really like heavy on that. They learned a lot of their like educational foundation and just like how to be upstanding people when they were attending at like a young age. I wanted to know, do you think that some people may see the church as not benefiting them anymore nowadays like it did before?
I could actually see where people would tend to lean to that type of thinking. And Zion Fair in particular, as me being a pastor and being tasked to look out for the spiritual welfare of the members, as well as try to be an attraction to the community as a whole, it's imperative that we continue to try to, not only advocate and promote that type of missionary work. It's just very important. And as we mentioned about, you talked to some of our members when you came to visit, and the one thing that I noticed you talked about the Sunday school and the things that they learned coming up and how the attendance was a lot. It was greatly attended back in those and during those times. But we really wanted to get back to that. And what I really look at is when you talk about the church in the community, always had been an advocate for, especially in the South, in the Jim Crow South and during the Civil Rights Movement, the church was a strong advocate for rights for our community and for our people. And it was a place where they could come and you would fellowship and worship, and the community would come together. And the whole focus was on the faith and just bringing folks together, showing them that the church is a strong foothold and foundation so that we could have freedom, prosperity, and all of the rights that had been weren't afforded to us. It's just important that we continue to fight the good fight, is what I call it, to continue to show them that the church has something for them.
Thank you so much, Eldermore, for joining me. This has been The Altar Call. Be sure to see J School Journals on December 7th at 12 p.m. noon in Lee Hall Auditorium. Thank you so much for listening, and happy